All right, News Talk 100.1 FM, WRHI AM 1340. It's about 23 away from the hour. We're going to talk Cultural Heritage Museum.
Michael.
Right after this one.
Mm-hmm. Museum of York County.
Yes, that's right. Remember this from Culture Club? Time, Clock of the Heart, toward the end. Just you forget how many good things they had, you know. Culture Club, and that's from the greatest hits. It's 22 before 9 o'clock, and here we go on this Thursday morning, 100.1 FM, WRHI, AM 1340. We always like having this lady in the house.
I know. I love having Cynthia Spratley over from the Museum of York County.
No outfit today. Good morning.
Well, I just brought my colors for you since it's an art thing we're talking about. So
I
wore my colors.
So you did think about this before you
left. Yes, I did. Okay. When I got dressed this morning, I thought, you know, Chuck's going to ask me about why I don't have a costume on.
Yes.
Exactly. What's happening on Saturday is called Come Draw With Me.
That's right.
That's pretty neat.
Now, she has said, this is even fun for radio people. That's how much fun this will be.
Do we have to stay in the lines?
No, you can. I'll even let you come through.
That is so awesome. Well, this is wonderful. It's really quite an interesting looking over an artist's shoulder as a drawing comes to life, which is meeting artists and drawing and being inspired.
Yes, and we have really great artists coming. I'm so excited this year. We have 30 artists or more. We have Winthrop students. We have the Catawba River Art Guild people coming. We have professional artists from different areas of Rock Hill and York County. And so we're going to have a good mix this year. People are going to be painting, drawing, anything that they can do to show kids and adults how to do it.
Now, you know, usually my brother-in-law, God rest his soul, Jim, who probably could have been a mechanical engineer, had a real... talent for drawing. He could draw the comic book covers and stuff like this. Had he developed that and gone into that? Do you find people who come in like this, and you're going to have people who can talk to them, encourage them, and say, you know what, you need to develop this skill that you've got here. It's kind of a gift from God.
Yes, that's the best part of it, is that we have all the natural history there to do, and so people can come in and draw all the animals. They can draw landscapes or portraits.
Plenty of subjects
whatever they
around the area.
Yeah,
huh?
There's lots of subjects, and the artists are very encouraging. They let you talk to them while they're drawing, and they give you hints and tips. And, yeah, it's a lot of fun. And I think a lot of people walk away with the idea that they've learned something, but they've had a lot of fun.
Sure.
People are encouraged to bring their own materials to draw along.
Yes, if you have a sketchbook or you've been drawing and you want some tips, bring your sketchbook with you. We also have recycled sketchbooks that we'll give out free. So that if you come unprepared, we have stuff.
If you bring your own sketchbook and like chalk and stuff like that, you'll have a special section. Because you're a little different from all the other people scribbling and stuff.
You're going to have an instruction class for beginners and intermediates too, which is pretty neat, with one of the Catawba Guild people.
Yes, Dr. Brad Sabelli will be there, and he's going to offer a class. It's $10 if you come. You can pay when you come, and we're actually having a beginning class and an intermediate class so that people of different, you know, artist backgrounds can both enjoy.
Do you have to sign up for that ahead of time?
We would prefer you sign up ahead of time, but since it's this Saturday, we're saying just come.
Yeah, bring your book. Bring your book along.
Now, Dr. Brad Sabelli, tell us a little bit about him and stuff. He is a Catawba River art, part of the president of this thing.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, we love Catawba art, and the little thing that we get is a little bit of pottery and stuff like this, but there's a whole genre of Catawba art.
Catawba region.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the region. And he's actually, the art guild that he's a part of has artists from all backgrounds, not just potters, but sculptors and watercolor and oils and all kinds of people are a part of that guild. So it's more of like a group of artists. And he's the president, and he's been very active over at the museum helping us with instruction.
Is there a main theme through Catawba art, whether it be pottery or drawing or whatever? Is there a main theme through here? Because it comes from a certain region. I get that and stuff, and that's obviously a piece of Catawba art. Is there something that you can notice?
I think that if you check out Steve's book about the nature and in the Piedmont region, I think there's a lot of nature and a lot of art and a lot of species of plants and things that we really don't really
to
see
this area.
In other areas.
Okay.
Yeah, so kind of Piedmont. Yeah, and the museum hosts a lot of those animals and backgrounds there and the exhibits, and so we try to be Piedmont-oriented. But it can be art of any kind of natural history for this weekend.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Well, this is going to be great. Bring the kids. This will be fun for them, or if you're an adult, too. This is a $10 non-refundable payment is required there, too. And that's on Saturday, 10 to 11.
I have a girl in my family who's a little artist, and she doesn't really do much with it besides draw beautiful things when she feels like
yes.
it. And so this is exactly the situation to inspire mm-hmm. someone to get a little spark.
Yeah, inspire them and get encouraged. And I think everyone will walk away with feeling like, hey, I know how to shade a little better. I know how to maybe do the perspective of the landscape a little better. So it gives them some tips.
You know, when you're a photographer and you are the kind of photographer that puts all that space above people's heads mm-hmm. and then you realize, oh, I just have to tilt down and you think about it a little more.
That's right.
I think that's what this kind of thing can do.
That's right. And I think that the artists that come, we have a lot of artists that love the museum and just like to come and draw the animals.
Oh, nice.
So they look forward to this one time a year to kind of be a community at the museum. So I think it'll be fun for the artists, too.
What are some of the exhibits that we can see? I know that the Nature's Tapestries, which is coming up with Dottie West later in the month, is available to look at.
Yeah, Dottie Moore's.
That's okay.
Dottie Moore's Nature's Tapestries, and we're doing a workshop with her called Fiber Imaginations. Mm-hmm. And she's a local Rock Hill artist. She's a quilter, a fiber artist, and she's done some art quilts. So they're not your typical kind of
bed
quilts.
Not the kind you snuggle up under.
No, they're ones you hang up on the wall and kind of look at.
Didn't I give you that? Didn't I give you one of those? Is that what I gave you?
It was a promotional bandana.
Okay.
That has Dottie Moore's
okay.
tree
that's
that
what
you
I
see on here.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I thought, yes.
Yeah, she loves to bring in trees.
Yes,
trees
beautiful.
And moons and suns and kind of earth and sky. And it's a beautiful exhibit. We also have Wild Fabrications going on right now, which is another international quilt exhibit that's in our auditorium.
Wow.
Both of them will be there through February. And so that's a great time to come out and see art. We also have birds and art.
Sweet.
And we have so much art in the museum right now. It's beautiful. And these are things that travel, so they're traveling. They're only there for a short time, so come and see them.
Well, it's wonderful. When you go to chmuseums.org and become a member, you can get in for free all year long.
That's right.
And really just a few pre-registration fees, $10 for some of these.
Yeah, some of these are extra because we have guests coming in, but the members really get in every day and all the special events pretty much for free. So,
what is the thing that you like to do, Cindy? When you have... I call you Cindy. You're probably
That's
Cynthia.
Okay.
But what do you do it in your back room at home? Like, what do you make craft-wise?
She hopes that she's going to come on this show.
I love coming here, so I do look forward to that.
You're coming back.
I love it. And but we do gardening at our house,
okay.
And I also love making bread. So those are kind of my stress relievers.
Nice.
I go out and pull weeds or make bread.
She's neat. She's very needy.
When's the next time you're going to be making bread?
Well, I might bring some next time I come. Would you like some homemade bread?
Well, I would, but I was thinking, like, are you going to make some this afternoon or maybe tonight or tomorrow morning or Saturday or
he
something?
Wants to count on it.
I make a couple of times a week. So I do make whole wheat bread. And
she has a jar of yeast.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
She just doesn't go with
that.
The packets.
There's nothing better. A little toast or something like that. Oh, a little butter. Oh, I'm talking about that.
You're the kind of person that makes bread that can feel it. You don't have to measure anymore, do you?
Pretty much.
That's so cool.
I've done it for about 20 years.
She's been baking a while.
Yeah.
Well, this is great. We got a bunch of stuff going on this weekend at the Cultural and Heritage Museums.
Yep.
It's just a great thing for you and the family. If you haven't become a member yet, it is very inexpensive, and it gets you a bunch of benefits
around here. Under $100 for a family of four?
Mm-hmm.
Fabulous.
Yeah. And so you'll never sit around on the weekends that we have nothing to do because you got a short run out to wherever it is.
I just love how our South Carolina people take advantage of these wonderful programs. I'm mm-hmm. glad you've had good response, and I hope you have great response this Saturday. 10 to 2, that's $8 for adults, and youth 4 to 17, $5. And little three-year-olds can just come watch.
That's right.
They don't have to pay. They're free. I love it.
Every time she gets a bunch of sleep, it's like this. All right. Thank you, Cynthia. Good to see you this morning,
too. Come draw with me Saturday morning.
All right. We're about 14 before the hour. We have Chris and Sports coming up. This is News Talk 100.1 FM, WRHI AM 13.